The mass resignation came in response to LDS Church policy changes, clarifying that those who are in a same-sex marriage should be considered apostates, and banning baptisms for children living with gay parents until they're 18. Heather Knight says the news came as a slap in the face.
I suffer from mental illness, and I got really suicidal that day. It was really hard because it does impact my family and it impacts me. To be called an apostate is horrible. It's a very hard label.
Heather's wife, Tia Knight, says they were planning to baptize their one-year-old son in the LDS church when the time came.
It's hard because my family and friends love the church so much, and I did for so many years, until I knew that they would no longer accept me or my wife or my children.
Church members waited in long lines, snaking around City Creek Park for help from volunteer lawyers and notaries of the public to finalize their paperwork. An informal poll of people on the event's Facebook page revealed that few of those resigning were actively attending church. That was the case for sisters Chrissy Hernandez and Misty Knight, no relation to Heather and Tia Knight.
This was just the final straw.
The final straw.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This was just the final, okay, I'm not going anymore, but now I need to officially not be a member of this church because I do not believe in what they're doing. I don't believe they're promoting love in a lot of ways. Yeah.
In response to concerns from members, LDS Church spokesperson Michael Otterson said in a news release Friday that the rules are intended to prevent young children from being caught in a spiritual tug of war between teachings at home and church. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.